And now, Lorenzo Jones. At the eerie hour of midnight last night, Lorenzo and his 11-year-old sidekick, Buster Higgins, buried, of all things, Belle's whole week's wash of linens and clothes. They had to, for the clothes smelled to high heaven from having been sprayed thoroughly with Lorenzo's newly invented waterless washing solution. And Lorenzo was almost caught in the act by Grace Deaver, financial backer of the dress designing company, recently started by Lorenzo's wife, Belle. Miss Deaver feels anyhow that though charming and lovable, Lorenzo is too impractical to be a member of the firm, and, well, Lorenzo is hiding out this morning. He doesn't want to beat Belle, for fear the news of the laundry disaster has already leaked out, and certainly not Miss Deaver, on whom his job depends. So we find a worried and breakfastless Lorenzo in his workshop.
Lorenzo Jones, a fugitive from his own breakfast table. Can't face a couple of women across the ham and eggs for fear of being asked embarrassing questions. Lorenzo, what were you doing out in the backyard last night at midnight with a shovel?
Hey, Lorenzo, for Pete's sake, ain't you gonna come get your breakfast? Belle wants to know.
Is that Grace Deaver woman still sitting there at the table chewing the rag with my wife, Belle?
Uh-huh. Oh, boy, are they throwing the gas this morning.
They gotten around to discussing me yet? I suppose the Beaver has furnished my wife, Belle, with full details of seeing me come in from the backyard in the middle of the night all over mud.
Nah, they're just talking about their old dress designing company.
Well, that'll lead up to me sooner or later, seeing that the high and mighty Deaver wants to kick me out of my own wife's firm. Let her try it. Let her try it, that ptarmigan.
Does that Miss Deaver really want to kick you out?
You heard her last night. Says that I don't conduct myself with the dignity becoming to the secretary of the Belle Jones Great Dress Designing Corporation. Think of it, Buster. A prominent inventor like myself getting the bum's rush from our lady treasurer. It's blasphemy.
What you doing, Lorenzo?
I'm slapping together a new model of my now famous Lorenzo Jones lie detector. Stand back out of my road, sonny.
Oh, does somebody want to buy another one?
No. Nobody definite right now.
Then how come?
Buster, my young innocent, I'm merely keeping myself busy and out of sight of my good wife while I think up a way to outwit that Grace Deaver woman. I'd hoodwink her somehow into believing that I'm a better businessman than she is. And Belle said the other day that she knows that I could sell a couple more of these lie detectors if I had them.
Well, I guess I gotta go to school, Lorenzo. Is there anything you want me to do for you, old pal?
Hey, Buster, go out the back gate so nobody will have a chance to ask you what's keeping me out here, huh?
Okay, Lorenzo. Just a minute.
Yeah. Blow me down. What's the little scamp doing with that old Christmas wreath he picked off the ash can? Buster! Hey! Hey! What's the idea of calling attention to the resting place of my recent disaster? Take that wreath off of there.
Oh, gosh, Lorenzo. I was just putting up kind of a grave marker.
A grave marker? Give me that Christmas wreath. Throw it back down the ash can. Buster didn't... I tell you that we mustn't let my wife, Belle, or that Deaver woman either find out that we interred a whole week's wash in a hole in the backyard.
Well, I was just trying to help you, Lorenzo. Well, suppose we forget where we buried the clothes. Aren't you going to dig them up again when they quit smelling?
I wish that you wouldn't keep dwelling on that unfortunate odor. Any invention is apt to smell a little at first. And then, as soon as I can invent out the smell from a new washing fluid that eliminates water from washing, you and I'll dig up that batch of clothes we experimented with and give them another shot of my deodorant invention. But I am going to keep the whole incident undercover, particularly while my arch enemy, Miss Deaver's on the premises and the war path.
Okay, I got it, Lorenzo. Well, so long. I guess I got to go get educated.
Hey, you'd better, you little limb of Satan.
Lorenzo. Oh, Lorenzo.
Hmm? Oh, golly.
Lorenzo, we're all finished breakfast. I called and called and sent Buster out here after you. Oh, Lorenzo, Grace Deaver's terribly upset.
Upset? That woman's not only upset, she's unbalanced. Whatever she told you about me is a lie, all lies.
Lorenzo Jones, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Grace Deaver, a female doubting Thomas. Why, any woman who can't see that an important enterprise like the Belle Jones Dress Designing Company needs, cries out for a man like myself.
Now, listen, dear. I've quit worrying about Grace's doubts. About you, I mean. She just thinks all inventors are impractical. But you and I will show her what a good businessman you can be when you try, dear. But this other thing is serious. Grace is really dreadfully upset. I am, too, as a matter of fact.
Belle!
Oh, dear, she's looking for me now.
Belle, I really don't know what to do. If we just had a man around the place, I...
Oh?
Good morning, Lorenzo.
We have a man here, Grace. Lorenzo, dear, Grace spoke to you.
Oh, golly, I didn't realize I was here. The lady's remark misled me. I understood her to say there wasn't a man around.
Well, Grace didn't see you at first. She's too worried about that Mr. What's-his-name, Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Horton, who's sitting in our living room right now and waiting for $1,000 or he'll sue the company.
What?
Yes.
Somebody's going to sue us? Ha! Right down my alley. It's the old shell game. Don't pay him a cent, Grace. I mean, Grace. What's it all about?
Yes, tell Lorenzo, huh? Grace. He ought to be able to think up the best way to settle things.
Oh, I'm sure Lorenzo couldn't think of anything that hasn't already occurred to us, Bill.
As secretary of this firm, I demand to be told what's going on here. We'll see who's running this business and who isn't. Now, out with it, out with it. Who's Horton, and what's he want with this $1,000?
He says I authorized him to buy $1,000 worth of silk, and he says he's bought it. Huh. Why, I never saw the man before in my life.
Ah, just as I thought. A couple of mere female babes lost in the woods of finance.
Oh, I don't know.
Lady president and lady treasurer stepped right up and asked the wolves to bite them. Make way for a man. Where's the fraud now? In the parlor?
But, dear, you don't understand. This man has a signed order for the silk. It's Grace's signature, all right. Grace thinks she must have signed that paper somewhere, thinking she was signing something else.
Yeah, sounds like a woman's way of doing things. All right, sign anything, sign their wits away. From now on, I'm taking over. Now, bring this big-time swindler around back here to my workshop, ladies. I'll be ready for him by the time he shuffles in. Hurry up.
I'll get him for you, Lorenzo. I'll bring him right out.
All right, then. Now, Miss Deaver, you step inside my shop here, if you please. Oh, I want you to hold some wires while I switch in my famous Lorenzo Jones lie detector. The fortunate thing that I happen to be working on it this morning, fate, no doubt.
All right, Lorenzo, but what do you want me to do?
There's one thing that I'd like to make clear, my dear Grace.
Yes.
If me and my own invention, the Lorenzo Jones lie detecting machine, gets the Bell Jones Dress Designing Company out of trouble, the way I know it's going to, Lorenzo Jones is a member of this firm in good standing.
What in heaven's name?
All right, everything's under control, just a part of my equipment. Now, regardless of anything out of the way that I might seem to have done in the past.
Such as that mysterious digging in the backyard last night.
Correct, madam. That little affair and anything out of the way that I might do in the future. Bargain?
But I... All right, I'll be fair.
All right.
Lorenzo, if you can show me that you can save our firm money by sending things like this quickly, I'll certify that you're an asset to the company.
I'll send you
the bargain.
Agreed.
Waiting for you. Lorenzo, here's Mr. Horton.
Oh.
Mr. Horton, this is my husband, Lorenzo Jones, secretary of our company.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Horton, the horror of lady businessmen, eh?
What?
Well, I'll ask you to do your talking to me this morning from this specially constructed chair right over here.
Oh.
When people present unexpected claims to the Bell Jones Dress Designing Company, it's my practice to ask them to submit to a little lie-detecting test.
Now, look here. I'm not accustomed to being treated this here way, you crackpot.
What crackpot?
You heard me, and I've got a signature here to prove what I say.
Well,
I want my money for the silk Miss Deaver ordered.
That's just what we're going to do, prove things. Now, in this hand, grasp lightly this automobile horn.
See
if it's working. And the other hand, this little bunch of bells here.
This here's an outrage. You can't pin anything on me.
No, but I'm about to pin a medal on me. Now, it's only fair to warn you that should you just happen to lie to me, the Lorenzo Jones lie detecting machine will register the whoppers fib by fib.
It's a lot of bunk.
The principles of my invention is based on the fact that every time a person lies, he can't keep certain reactions secret from my invention, such as squeezing his fist and squirming in his chair. Now,
that's right, Mr. Horton. This invention of my husband's hasn't failed yet. And a police department bought one.
Police department? What are you trying to pull?
Oh, you're looking a little scared to me, Mr. Horton.
Now, I ain't afraid of any crackpot homemade gadget like this. Go ahead, go ahead. I got a signed order.
All right, Mr. Horton. Did you ever do business with Miss Deaver before? Before today?
Yes. When she made a deal with me personal to buy those bolts of silk.
Hey,
let me out of here. I don't like this machine.
Hey, you see, Miss Deaver, lie number one.
Ordinary.
Now, Mr. Horton, one more question. Isn't that signature you got there on your contract an out-and-out forgery?
No, it's genuine. And Miss Deaver's going to fork over that money.
I quit. I've had enough of this. Let me out of here.
Yeah.
Here's your contract. Tear it up.
I've had enough.
Why, Lorenzo, he's gone. Why, you handled him marvelously.
There. Didn't I tell you, Grace, that Lorenzo is a very practical man?
Yes, Belle. Lorenzo, I'm convinced that you'll be a very valuable officer of our firm.
Lorenzo. Oh, dear, I'm so proud of you. Your reputation is redeemed 10 times over.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. A common run-of-the-mill occurrence in my life. Now that I'm taken back in the fold again, I'm really going to town on this job.
What are you doing, dear?
You'll see. Just wait. You haven't begun to see yet what Lorenzo Jones is capable of doing as secretary of this company. Not by a hog's head.
Now, before you do it, you'll hear about it.
There's a telephone call I want to make. I'll tell you about it later. And will you be surprised?
And now, Lorenzo Jones. Lorenzo, now an officer.